Welcome to the Inspired Change Summit, presented by Earth is Waking Up. This is your host, Jeremy Anderson. Today we're going to be talking with a very honored guest about structured water, speaking with Clayton Nolte. As the inventor and founder of Natural Action Technologies, Clayton Nolte has spent his entire life engineering and reverse engineering technologies that are truly out of this world. Clayton has always been consumed with the infinite possibilities. As a young teen growing up on a farm in the Midwest, Clayton soloed his first airplane at 14, fueled with a passion to get a higher perspective of how things work. Academically, he has 14 years of higher education, specifically in math, physics, and chemistry. All of Clayton's intellectual studies centered around asking questions and looking to the universe for answers. Mr. Nolte spent the next 40 years in research and development, working as a consultant to various agencies. His assignments included traveling the world, discovering new technologies and reverse engineering that would emulate nature and expose mysterious knowledge thought of as unworldly. During his research, a unique recurring phenomenon in water was discovered. Water was the only constant in almost every study and present in many places considered impossible. After years of studying this marvel, nature finally unveiled the true properties of structured water. This understanding became the catalyst for Clayton to turn all of his focus toward his fascinating phenomenon in nature. In 2010, Clayton Nolte founded Natural Action Technologies to create technology through products that enhance life, clarity, and consciousness. Today, Natural Action Technologies ships their products to over 22 countries nationwide. They also have a talented and passionate team which is dedicated to Clayton's vision of making structured water available to every man, woman, and child in his lifetime. Natural Action Technologies continues to share its discoveries, fueling the possibilities of what you can do with their products. Welcome and thanks for being on the show, Clayton.
Well, thank you. You know, after that introduction, I might as well just lay my head down on the pillow and listen to you. You already have it all. So.
Well, so I'm super intrigued in your background, your history, some of the studies you've done, the technology involved. And when we talked before, you talked about being basically inducted into the Air Force to do a bunch of research for them because if I understand correctly, it was the ASVAB test or something similar that you took, and they liked your scores well enough.
Yep, right. It introduced me into a job that I couldn't refuse, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was it similar? So I've talked to other people that have been invited into similar things and then also kind of knew that there was no way out once they were in. Was there anything similar like that for you? Or?
Well, that is implied in a sense, you know. Mm-hmm. And really, even today I could receive a call, you know. There's just things that I was involved in, numbers that I have in my head, that occasionally are useful in today's technology quest. Mm-hmm. I never burned those bridges, you know, and yeah. I wouldn't. That's not, you don't want to mess with those people.
No.
You want to always keep them happy if you can.
Yeah, yeah. We've heard enough stories to know that it's not worth messing with them if you can help it.
Right, exactly.
Wow, so I guess some other people I've known have been able to bring out some technology. Do you feel somewhat limited in that what you're able to bring out, or do you feel like you're actually able to work pretty freely?
Well, the actual data, you know, mm-hmm. Scientific data, there's no way, you know, because I couldn't go to a printer and print it and take it out with me or send it to another printer. And even in that time, you know, those, I mean, what's available today is unbelievable technology-wise, you know, computers, et cetera, memory, the cards, whatever, that wasn't really prevalent in that stage of my employ.
Right.
So I would say this, you know, pretty much my activity, I mean, as long as I'm first person with it, you know, my understanding and my education through all the processes, you know, you can't cut that off.
Yeah.
You know, there were certain words and certain things that I was not to ever repeat. You know, I do still do that, but not very many people even can fathom what that means and how you could relate it into a product or let's say into a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good. I feel very, very good about my
right.
position and my interaction. And like I say, if anybody there would need whatever I would have, you know, I'm open. So I'm an
Great.
Open book. And it's the same way out here in this reality. If a person asks me a question, I am spiritually mandated to give the truth. That's all I can speak is the truth.
Absolutely.
I can't make something up. It's against God's law.
Yeah.
And this product is a reflection of that.
Yeah.
If I were not in truth, this would not exist. I couldn't have brought this forth.
Oh, you know what I just heard as you were explaining that is that that you've transcended the fear-based living to where you're able to make choices based on your truth and your authenticity rather than staying stuck in the fear-based, whatever fear is being pushed on you or whatever, that you're not bound by that. You're living by truth rather than, right?
I mean, yeah, basically my whole world, my world and even working and physically still being here, sometimes my staff would question that. We just did a class here in Camp Verde not last week, and the weekend before, on our new technology, our newest technology. And there was a group there that was doing oral readings. And they did an oral reading on me, and my aura basically reflects that my physical body is pretty much is very low. My whole existence is in the etheric.
Wow.
And basically they said, you know, that they've never seen anybody alive or they've never seen anybody with this kind of reflection or let's say aura. So
what would you say contributes to that?
Well, what contributes to it is where I have been and what I know,
uh-huh.
and what and the world that I worked with and worked within, you know, and now even out here in this reality, I'm still tapped into that.
Yeah.
So pretty much. You know, when we really get into a role on questions, most of that is not in my head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's coming from another source. So, you know, and I'm confident in it. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's the truth. So,
yeah.
if I'm bringing it from my head, I'm just like I'm right now. I'm stuttering. I'm stammering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes me a little bit to confide within myself to relate what I'm trying to say to you.
Right.
But when
it takes,
some
of the verbal processing, it takes another step, right? It's easier and quicker to know it, but it's a whole other step to verbalize it, right?
Right. So so here I tell you a story. Back about, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years ago, there was a group that wanted to record my, questions and answers. Mm-hmm. And they were going down through questions, and I had a microphone, and had several cameras pointed at me. So they were going down through questions, and I was just rattling off the answer, and this lady asked me a question, and then she said, and I had it in my mind, I was just about ready to say what it was, and she said, just a minute, Clayton, why don't we take a 15-minute break? In that 15 minutes, I was struggling in my mind to answer the question. I was starting to get apprehensive, stressed, yeah, nervous. I couldn't conjure the answer.
Yeah.
We went back into the cameras on. She asked me other questions and was just running them off. She asked me that same question, and I talked for 20 minutes. Basically meaning that the answer was not from my head, it was from from outside. So
yeah,
in a sense, this, my aura reflects that connection.
Yeah.
It's my consciousness, it's my crown chakra and above.
Yeah. And so it helps to have that little extra space and time to tap into that and allow the answer to come to you, right?
Right, and this is in all that I've done and accomplished in my life.
Yeah.
It has been through that avenue. It's been in the space of learning to be still, grounded, mm-hmm, connected to the earth, which structured water brings you. It brings you instantaneously, as does structured air, again, instantaneously.
Yeah.
And in that state of being, that's where your health is. That's when you're connected and grounded, then the onset of any diseases is pretty tough to enter into you, because your brain is regulating, your emotions are centered, and your pulses, your blood, your pulses are even. I mean, this is where the magic is for everyone.
Yeah.
And so in my lifetime, again, in my business, it was to be still, ask the question, to listen to the answer, and then fulfill the answer.
Uh-huh.
And that's what there's where structured water comes. All this and everything that I do is from that perspective.
Wow.
I mean, and it's instantaneous.
Yeah.
So every time you ask a question, you're receiving the answer instantaneously.
Yeah.
It's just that the majority of you don't have the faculty to hear it.
Uh-huh.
To be grounded, to be connected to source, to be connected.
Yeah.
So until you can find that space, and a way to do it, or at least a precursor to it, would be meditation.
Uh-huh.
How many people can truly meditate and get down to zero point where there's no stuff coming in?
Yeah.
I mean, I can give you clues on how to do it. May not like them, but I can give you clues.
So, sure. Yeah, if you want to mention a couple.
Well, my teacher, his response to becoming truly, well, first off, let me give you this one. The one thing that we have generated or initiated through natural action technologies is structured breathing. And structured breathing is, and whether you have you looked into that at all? I mean, am I taking to a place you're not familiar with?
I've heard a little bit of it. I love the idea. I really, yeah. But I wonder if we could talk more about water first and then get into that a little further into the call.
Sure.
Some of your further studies.
But basically, when you breathe through a structured unit, basically it brings your your physiology into perfect alignment within two breaths.
Wow.
So basically, if you're stressed, or your let's say your blood pressure is running away. And I'll tell you, in people that carry a portable, and many people that carry a portable, they carry it in their car. And there's a lady here locally, Tucson. She put this story out on recently on a class that I was on, you know, and she said, she was going to town, and she come upon an accident. I mean, a severe accident on the highway. She pulled over, she dialed 911, and she started going into shock, just being present in that carnage.
Yeah.
So she grabbed her portable and started breathing through it, and her shock dissipated.
Wow. It just realigned.
She was able to, right.
Yeah.
So again, you know, all these things work. We've proved they work. We've scientifically proved it. We've proven it now with people, testimonials, and you know, it works. So water works too. It just takes water a little bit longer because it has to go through your system, and primarily the oxygen from water, the oxygen goes to your brain. 95% of the oxygen you ingest goes to your brain.
Wow.
And it's your brain that regulates your emotions. So
yeah,
when you're breathing, when you're breathing, your nose is a direct access to your brain.
Oh, really?
Instantaneous correction. Yes, instantaneous. So anyway, let's get on with your questions and get back into water. I mean, I can take you way, way off of your intended path.
Valuable wealth of information. So, all right, let me see if I can carve a path here, and I'll try and keep us on somewhat of a trajectory. But okay, so with the water, the structured water technology, one of the things, my understanding is that it creates wetter water, which means that our ability to absorb the oxygen out of that water is improved. Is that accurate?
Well, yes. The aspect of wetter basically means that the water is more dense, and that density equates to say you have a box or a bag of marbles, and they're all different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you have and then you have a bag of marbles that they're all the same size. You actually get more marbles in the bag when they're all the same size, right?
Yeah.
So basically, structuring takes water into clusters that are all the same size, and they're significantly smaller than the water prior to structuring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clustered water or water traveling that is not structured can be in molecule formations of 10, 20, 30,000 water molecules. When you structure that water, it drops it down to 6 water molecules.
Oh,
and they're all the same, identical, same.
Huh. So then they're able to actually get through the cell membranes and the blood-brain barrier as well a lot easier, right?
Instantaneously.
Yeah. Which allows our cells in our body and brain to be able to absorb and function from the water and the oxygen a lot more effectively, right? Efficiently. Great. So let's see. How about molecule clustering?
Yes. Clusters are formed primarily because water, all water, remembers memory.
Yeah.
It remembers everything that it passes through and everything that it passes by since it's come out of nature. And nature and coming out of nature basically is water is structured naturally by evaporating, going up in the atmosphere and returning as rain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nature's primary structuring event. So when it comes down as rain, maybe 60, 70 years ago, that was healthy water.
Yeah.
Today, when it comes down as rain, it's picking up all the carbons and acids that are floating up in your air, and then it attaches to that, and so there's where you get acid rain, and that acid rain has affected the oceans. I mean, there's not many places you can go anymore and find fresh, safe water to swim in or to play in or to bathe in.
Yeah.
Not even in your homes.
Right.
I mean, the toxicity is severe. I mean,
yeah, even the underground aquifers are changing.
Well, yeah.
They're
yeah.
less pure than they used to be, from my understanding.
I could go deeper down that rabbit hole with you if you want to. Yeah, are you asking me a question, or are you giving an answer?
it was a quick answer, looking for maybe just a quick confirmation. But
yes, the answer is yes.
Okay.
The aquifers are being depleted, basically, and so you think about a city that is drawing water from an aquifer. You know, and they've drawn water from aquifers ever since the city was established.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you this. In the 1940s, 1940, you don't know those times, but in the 1940s, virtually all cities ran out of groundwater. I mean, or a sufficient groundwater to support their communities.
Yeah.
So they started drawing water from other sources. So the first source they draw it from is the rivers and the lakes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now many cities along the coast are doing desalinization. But also the biggest source now of your tap water is gray water.
Wow, yummy. So gray water being, just to make sure listeners understand, can you say real quick what gray water is?
Well, gray water is the water that goes down the drain.
Yeah.
And it doesn't separate, you know. You have no, your sewer is your sewer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it goes down the drain from the toilet or it goes down the drain from the sink, it all gets mixed together.
Yeah.
In a sense, it's gray water.
So our raw sewage gets recycled into our drinking water.
Okay, now remember, what does water do? Water remembers everything it passes through and everything it passed by since it came out of nature.
Yeah.
So it remembers all the toxins that are in that water. And it remembers, and this is, you know, there was a study, you might have caught a glimpse of it, where water was researched to see that there were like 60,000 chemicals in the water, you know, primarily medications.
Yeah.
So how many medications, if you line 10 people up, how many different medications do you think are within them?
Depends on the people. So, could be none or could be a couple hundred.
So all the water that passes through them and goes down the drain is holding on to the memory of the medications. And not only that, majority of medication, the majority of things you eat, and know this also, this is one for you to remember, that everything you eat and everything you drink was on the elimination system.
Yeah.
One direction or another, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Everything you eat and everything you drink goes on your elimination system.
Yep.
So when you eat an apple, what part of the apple goes into your cells?
All of it.
The energy, the energy of it.
Yeah.
The physical apple goes down the drain.
Yeah. Right. So the actual energy is converted into light energy and then absorbed into the cells, right, as photon energy.
Right. Exactly. And how does it get there?
Utilized by our mitochondria to produce work for the body, right? And
so how does it get there? How does it get to the cells?
It needs to be transported. It needs to be digested and transported, right?
So what's the transportation?
Water.
I'm testing you here. Water, right. The water molecule, everything that's good for life rides on the outside of the water molecule and is made. And even the water you're drinking now, if it's not structured, that's the only way that your body can get nutrients.
Yeah.
Okay. But in order to make the water, even you, how old are you? 35?
Sure.
Okay. That's a 35-year-old man or woman to be hydrated every day. The amount of energy their body puts out, if you could convert it to electricity, you could light your house up for a month.
Yeah.
To be hydrated every day.
Wow.
So let's go back to this. In basically, structured water instantaneously gives you full-on hydration. And all structured water, what it does is it carries in the nutrients. It carries in all the things that are good for life, making them instantly available at your cellular level. And also it neutralizes all toxins, all hydrocarbons.
Wow.
And it makes unavailable to your cellular structure any bacteria, viruses, molds, or pathogens.
So if that's the case, it sounds to me like there's more than just the typical physical and electromagnetic forces involved. It sounds like there must be some scalar energy involved in this structured water. Is that true?
Sure.
Because
you can call it all the different energy forms that you're familiar that have partially worked for you.
Well, because it sounds so magical, right? Because from a scientific perspective,
use the word scalar, but it has its limitations. If scalar were perfect, everybody would have it and everybody would be using it, right?
Uh huh. Well, if we knew about
you're saying just because people don't know about it that it's not being used, right?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure most people don't have any idea what it is or how to use it, the power of it. I think our science has been based purely off of or mostly off electromagnetic forces, and the scalar energies have been highly ignored or suppressed maybe, but that...
yeah, right. Well, they haven't been published.
Uh-huh.
And they won't be.
Right.
Basically because it does work.
Yeah.
And they won't be published because it's difficult to make money on something that becomes free, right?
Right.
Just like water.
Yeah. So when you're talking
everything that you're putting out it to me is already in the water. And especially in structured water.
Yeah. What I thought was amazing and magical is that it can clear those toxins and basically break them down to where they're no longer toxins. Can you talk about that? How that works?
Well, sure. Sure. Toxins are all around you.
Yeah.
They're in your food. If you had a way of testing every item in your cupboard, in your kitchen, if you could test it, and you can test it. Do you know about a term called applied kinesiology?
Yeah, muscle testing.
And muscle testing or pendulum.
Yeah.
Or dowsing.
Yep.
They're all ways of accessing your personal energy.
Yeah.
The energy that your God-given energy, which is there to for you to empower and to know all things.
Yeah.
Every time you ask yourself a question, the answer is instantaneously there. Your body knows. Your body knows what's good for you, what's not. Mm-hmm. It knows what direction to go, what direction not to go. It knows who's in the room is good for you and who is not.
Yeah. So if we learn to tap in.
Right. So when you learn to tap in, you're utilizing your God-given rights.
Yeah.
And you have the tools, you know, and one of the major tools is to be grounded, to be connected to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
When you attain that, along with the tool of knowing which direction to turn and what is good for you and what's not, you asked me earlier about a device. Is it good for me? Is this water good for me, better for me than this water?
Yeah.
Or is it good for me at all? And use your applied kinesiology or your pendulum, ask the question, and why not? It's free.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you waiting for?
That's a theme
I'll guarantee you the answer on my product. the answer is the most profound tool in perfection is the structured water. You know,
yeah.
There is no error in it. There's nothing in it that can ever be harmful. It's just water, but it's water that has been reawakened to its original, to water's original intent.
Yeah.
Original intent.
Yeah. Restored.
And what it does for you is when you ingest it, it takes you to potentially your original intent.
Mm-hmm.
Structured water's mandate, or let's say, structured water's its place in for life is to bring you to the place of you fulfilling your destiny. So that's water's destiny is here to aid humanity individually to fulfill their destiny.
Wow, that's beyond what most people would even consider. That's wow. I think I totally get it. I'm just wondering how to break that down to make it even more understandable for everybody else listening.
Well, again, the understandable part is first off to come to the place of agreeing.
Yeah.
Agreeing that this is even possible.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my job is to aid you and your customers, your associates, the people that are listening to you right now, mm-hmm. to aid them to come to the place of believing that or agreeing to this even being possible.
Yeah.
Because it's not written in books. It's not on television.
Yeah.
It's not on the radio. It's not on the internet. I mean, yes, you can go to my website and probably 50 other websites that have copied all my information.
Mm-hmm.
But this didn't exist 10 years ago.
Right.
All of the information out there comes from me.
Yeah.
Even though it's got all these different labels to it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the label does not make the product.
Right.
I mean, or does the words.
Yeah. So.
So use your God-given right, your intelligence mm-hmm. to know.
I've noticed that as a theme through this summit is that the power of our intuition and being able to tap into that, being able to improve that and learn to work with it enough to where we gain confidence, to where we can trust it. And it sounds like that's what you're driving home here too.
Right.
even though you're basically a scientist here, you've learned the value of, hey, tapping into your intuition. But it's valuable.
You think about science.
Mm-hmm.
Scientifically, 95% of all things that exist, including energy, have not been proven by science. We don't have the equipment to do it.
Wow.
What we're talking about, when we're talking about structuring, there's very few pieces of equipment that can prove it.
Right.
And most of those are outlawed in this country.
Why would they outlaw scientific measurement devices?
Well, because they can be used for other things. They can be used to diagnose
mm-hmm.
a medical condition.
That sounds dangerous. that might take away profits from certain organizations.
Right, exactly.
Wow, okay.
That's where it
is. Yep. So let's see. How about... go ahead.
No, just so.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you work... it seems like I've seen some similar stuff. So the work of Victor Schauberger, which was about 100 years ago, amazing how such amazing work could be mostly suppressed.
And Victor Schauberger died in 1958,
mm-hmm.
and he died of a broken heart. He proved the efficacy of his technology. And the science community blew him off.
Yeah.
So in Victor Schauberger statement is, in one drop of water, there's more energy than all the power plants of the world have produced or ever will produce.
Wow. Wow.
Because when you burn water, the result is water.
Oh, right. So it's
cannot. It's impossible.
Wow.
It's impossible for man to destroy one drop of water.
Huh.
You cannot do it. You can dissipate it. You can change its structure.
Yeah.
But you cannot destroy a water molecule.
And change the state from liquid to solid to
gaseous. Right.
Is there a fourth state that is that structured? Is that considered a fourth state of water?
I don't think so. I think structuring basically is an energy form. It's the energetics.
Okay.
And the energetics is basically structuring is geometry. For water to be structured, it would vary between 5 and 20 molecules in a cluster.
Wow, okay.
And each one of those points, 5 is a star, right, basically, or could be. When you go to 3 dimensions, it could be more than that. It could be different. But 6 points is hexagonal, is considered hexagonal water.
Mm-hmm.
And so on, and hexagonal, basically when you look at what structuring does is it changes the molecular structure of the water. So what is that? Basically, it's changing the geometry of the water.
Wow.
So think of how many points there are on a cluster, or let's say a formation, when you got 30,000 points. That's what most water now, today, has in its cluster.
And that's storing all kinds of information and traumas and stuff that's not beneficial. Okay.
Right.
Keeping it in larger clusters that our body's not able to actually utilize. Is that right? Wow. Right. No wonder.
If your body, and this is a scientific fact, if your body cannot make the water you're drinking usable, it stores it as fat.
Oh, wow, because it's storing the energy, the toxin, the toxic energy.
Right.
Wow. Right. Holy cow.
Structured water's mandate is nutrients in, garbage out.
Right. It's restoring.
So when you take a shower, you take a shower in structured water, 10-minute shower, your body assimilates 7 cups of water. But again, it's coming in with nutrients and taking out the garbage. That's its mandate.
Wow.
People taking a bath with structured water, people that have a lot of heavy metals and a lot of conditions in a bath, they structure the water by taking a portable and just dipping it one time in the bath water and let it run through. The water, all the water in the tub is structured, and they'll see the water turning gray.
Huh.
Because, again, in
all
and out.
Toxins. Right.
Right? Carrying the toxins out.
The toxins coming out of the body and turning the water gray. That's great. Wow, that's – wow. So we've got a listener asking about the total amount of water on Earth. Is it fixed or is there new water being created? Does some get destroyed? What maintains a steady amount of water on the planet? I think we answered some of this.
Well, okay. The amount of water on the planet is identical to the original moment the planet was created.
Yeah.
Identical. The same amount of water is on the planet today as was on the planet in the origin, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so let me go back to Victor Schauberger. Has that been much of an influence on your research, or is that more that happened?
It has, because he was famous, or let's say he determined a lot of observations. He wrote about a lot of observations in water. Observing water and all of its form, in its varied forms, and then he started building. He built a lot of technology, utilizing what he had observed, and he was put into a labor form for Hitler to develop specific properties of water and more.
Wow.
His work, his observations, very clearly, have information. It's not the whole story, because he didn't have he hasn't come to the full story yet.
Yeah, the tools and technology.
But the story that he did come to was phenomenal.
Yeah.
One of the really big ones here is somebody asked me back some time ago, and I have a photographic memory, so if I've read it, it's there. I just don't know it's there until somebody asks me about it.
Right.
But somebody asked me one time, how cold can structured water get before it freezes?
Uh-huh.
And it's in one of Victor Schauberger's books. It's unbelievable. But I'll tell you from my experience with my technology, basically, we've had a friend of mine in Tucson, Arizona. She had a peach tree in full bloom, and the temperature dropped to 11 above. And she never lost a blossom.
Wow.
And we've had the same thing here in Camp Verde. I have a tree that always seems to want to bloom in November. And at 11 above again, it didn't freeze.
Huh. Wow.
So normal freezing is 32 degrees for your information, if you didn't know that. So normally everything freezes when the temperature reaches 32.
Yeah.
All vegetation freezes. If you're watering with structured water, that freezing point, at least here in Arizona, can drop down to 11 above and still not freeze.
Wow. That's amazing.
Huge.
That's a huge application for farmers, especially because I know around here in the wintertime, they'll burn tires and stuff in the fields to keep the crops warm.
Sure.
But if they use structured water, it'd be a lot cheaper and a lot less harmful to the environment with all the smog and.
Right. Exactly. That's where we're working now. We're doing a lot of farm applications and awakening. And awakening the farmer, even the 40,000 acre farmer.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
It's huge.
So on that note, does this have you measured the effects of the structured water irrigation on crops that are using Roundup and, you know, the glyphosate from Monsanto and Bayer and all those chemicals that are applied? Have you done any testing? No? Okay.
No, I have not personally. We don't have the time. You know, we don't have the manpower, the equipment. You know, I mean, that takes time and money to go out and investigate the effect of Roundup. I get the question every once in a while, but Roundup is what? Toxic?
Yep.
Poison?
So
is there anything in Roundup that's good for life?
No, it's made to kill. Not that I know of.
When it comes in contact with structured water, it eliminates all the toxicity.
Wow.
So if it's the toxicity that's killing the weeds, then when you use structured water, the toxicity is eliminated. Then its effectiveness would be eliminated. But if there is a component of Roundup that is good for life, and it's what killing the weeds, then it works. Then structuring does is neutralize, eliminate all of the toxicity.
Wow. What about insects? So like aphids and any of the other bugs that get on the crops?
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, if you read a book about farming and you get into the truth of farming, the truth of farming basically says that all vegetation basically produces sugars as it's growing. And when the sugars reach a certain point, no pests can come to it. It's against the law. It's against nature's law.
Huh.
It's the same thing for human beings. If human beings were perfectly healthy, they could not contract disease. It's against the law.
Wow. Wow.
And that's nature's law. So who's the big guy in nature? some may say it's me, but that's not the answer.
Wow. Wow. So, okay. What else to ask then? So how does it work on a cellular level? It's basically restoring the energy of the water, the energy of the cells. Could you also say that it's restoring DNA?
Yes. Yeah, basically, that's one of the other aspects of structuring. The longer the time water has in the structuring event, the longer the time it has in the structuring event, creates an energy field called biophoton energy.
Ah, okay.
And biophoton energy is the cellular elixir of the cells, the communications, everything about cells is biophoton, right?
Uh-huh.
Bio being life, photon being light, living light. That's what structured water creates, a significant amount of living light. And the more living light that you can create, the quicker your cells will respond to resetting their DNA.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'll give you examples. We have people that are multiply structuring the water. Portable ideal. Mm-hmm. You can put a cork in the bottom, fill it 3/4 of the way full of water, put a wine cork in the top, seal it, shake it up and down, every time up and every time down creates a structuring event. Up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
We have had people that have fixed in their eyes, spraying water directly in their eyes.
Huh.
Bringing back their vision.
Uh-huh.
And curing cataracts, letting cataracts dissipate.
Wow.
So you have dissipation of cataracts and vision returning, and it's not the same for everybody. Everybody's metabolism may be different.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a really big one here, metabolism. If you grew up on a farm, for instance, and you walk barefoot on the earth a good share of your life,
mm-hmm.
your immune system is charged up with all the bacteria, viruses, and molds that exist in the earth, right?
Yeah.
You're walking, you're connected to the earth, barefoot.
Yeah.
So your immune system, every time that you contract something that's wrong for you, your immune system gets an opportunity to beef up its immunity to it. Right? It's kind of like a vaccination.
Yeah.
For flu or whatever. And so if you grew up in the city and you've never had that connection to the earth, you're always wearing shoes, and it's difficult to go barefoot on the asphalt unless it's a cold city.
Yeah.
So the further away you are from the earth ground, the more susceptible you are to the adversarial conditions that surround you.
Yeah.
Whatever they are, whether they be stress, whether they be bacteria, viruses, molds, pathogens, whether it be the flu, whether it be virus, whether it be the Zika virus, all the things. I mean, all of those things are running rampant, basically, because why? Because they are toxic or adversarial to life. They are life themselves, like bacteria, virus, molds, and pathogens. So viruses are life. They're living organisms. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The designator to all those living organisms, basically, is they are positively charged. They're positively charged, and basically positive ions.
Mm-hmm.
But they're positively charged. The things that are detrimental to humans are positively charged. So here you go.
Yeah.
Everything of nature, everything nature made has a negative ion charge, negatively charged. You're a negatively charged being.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's bad for you has a positive charge. Everything man made either generates positive ions or is positively charged.
Yeah.
Everything nature made is negatively charged.
That makes it pretty easy to restore if we just understand that.
So structuring, mm-hmm. when water or air or light or sound is structured, it generates negative ions. It generates negative ions in the action of structuring. And it also generates negative ions when it comes out into you, or comes out into the garden, or uh-huh. comes out into the air, or wherever it comes out.
It's
creating negative ions both directions, and negative ions are primarily oxygen in orientation. If you look at a water molecule being H2O,
mm-hmm.
two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen. Mm-hmm. The oxygen molecule is significantly larger than the hydrogen molecule.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So in nature, things that are bad for you have a positive charge. Basically, they're hydrogen.
Ah, they're missing the oxygen.
All life contains hydrogen. All things contain hydrogen.
Huh.
All energy contains hydrogen. So when you structure it, what happens? You're changing the hydrogen bond angle.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere that water touches, everywhere that air touches, everywhere that sound touches, is the hydrogen bond angle introduced into everything that comes in contact changes the hydrogen bond angle of all things. Whether it be a plastic bottle, a stainless steel bottle, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, and so
whether it's your car, or your computer, or your phone, or you, or your garden, or your tomatoes, it does not matter.
Yeah.
Everything is changed when you introduce perfection.
Okay, so can you explain why that's important or what the effect is? It sounds like it's got the power, the potential to change a lot. If somebody was looking at it from a more scientific perspective, what would you say is the effect of that, the change?
So let's look at a home, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
A home has a utility room, basically, where your electricity comes in and your water comes in,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you take a Gauss meter, basically, which is a device to look at the electromagnetic field,
mm-hmm.
and you check it in that room, the indication in most homes is a room that is highly detrimental to life.
Right.
And why? Because electricity and the smart meter outside of it is generating significant positive ions.
Uh-huh.
Positive ions, especially in that form, are the precursor to leukemia. Leukemia uh-huh. is the disease of energy.
Huh.
So look around to see how many children today have leukemia. And then look to see where they go to school.
Right.
The majority of schools, at least as I remember, are built underneath power lines.
Mm-hmm.
Major, major disruption with positive ions.
Right.
You know that where power lines run across the prairie,
mm-hmm.
animals won't eat the grass under a power line.
Huh.
They know better.
Wow.
It's harmful to them.
Yeah. It doesn't
People
have that
don't
charge.
Know better.
Right. Wow. And also the Wi-Fi and the cell phone towers that are so close to schools.
Sure. All of these things are interrupting. They're making the water within you hard.
Mm-hmm.
When the water within you goes hard, what happens?
It causes us to dehydrate.
Well, sure. You're dehydrated. Also, your hands and your extremities start getting stiff and sore. And
wow.
it's all part of the hardness. Anyway, it's complicated when you get down to the cellular structure.
Yeah.
But if you can... If you can continue to eat and drink and bathe in healthy in health products, basically the healthy being food that is highly charged from structuring, and or you're drinking and bathing in structured water, you're mm-hmm. drinking and you're all these things. The beautiful thing about a house unit in that room that I talked about, that
yeah.
that that im, that impact point is again that a house unit, when water's running through it, creates negative ions. Mm-hmm. And those negative ions in that room actually consume the positive ions, correct, which come in from the electricity.
Wow. So even though they're confined, or the water is confined within the pipe or the plumbing, the negative ions are still able to neutralize all the
energy.
All the...
Yeah, energy is not confined just to a pipe.
Right.
Energy is not confined to space even.
Wow.
Energy can go anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a confining factor.
Wow. That's amazing to have a way to neutralize the EMS from the smart meters.
Right. And so even people in the, and I have people that all they could afford was maybe a shower unit or a portable unit.
Yeah.
When you first get a portable unit or a shower unit, before you run any water through it, look around. Take a picture of your yard. Hmm. And just step outside and listen to what's in the air.
Yeah.
You know, what people find by utilizing their portable, running water through it, or even a shower unit, is that the yard starts turning green, and there's more birds, and they can hear the birds singing.
Wow.
And eventually, wow, their whole yard just blossoms. It becomes an oasis.
Wow.
And this is an effect of those negative ions. It creates a field effect.
Huh.
That field effect is coherent energy, and it goes out 1,000 feet from every structured water unit.
Wow. So that brings to mind...
In all directions.
So there was a city in, was it Pennsylvania, that you're able to work with the municipal water to install structured water devices there?
I don't know. There's people talking about that. I'm not, you know, actually... Probably the city that closest to me is Sedona, Arizona. Probably there's enough people with structured water units in Sedona, as is nearby, you know, that is pretty healthy. I don't know about the one in Pennsylvania. You know, there's so much happening in my office. A lot of times I don't get the message.
Right.
So you've been talking to Monique, I take it, and there's a whole lot of things happening, believe me. I was in meetings all day today, so I missed the activity here. So.
Well, she's great, too. I think you're pretty lucky to have such a great somebody so wonderful in your on your team.
Yes, I am. I mean, they keep me straight, you know. They keep me informed, generally keep me informed, and keep me present at the meetings that I need to be.
Oh, perfect. So let's see. What about so you use food grade plastic? Is that right? Instead of steel or copper?
We use basically in order to get to keep the price reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you, and one of your statement was, I want to see structured water in every household worldwide in my lifetime.
Yeah.
There's 1.8 billion households.
Huh.
And a lot of them are struggling to make ends meet.
Yeah.
We've held the price to what we can hold the price to. And you can't do that with copper or stainless steel,
right,
or and the other thing about metals,
mm-hmm,
I've always had a kind of a reaction when people use metals, but again, when you're using structured water or structured air, all that changes.
Right.
It ch- changes the molecular structure of anything that is detrimental or harmful and makes it, it corrects it. So,
wow.
So, you know, but again, food grade plastic, the flow form on the inside is HDPE, high density polyethylene. And that is classified as NSF 61, basically meaning that it's food grade.
Mm-hmm.
The outside of the unit is ABS, also NSF 61, food grade.
Okay.
Now, we have not certified those two to take that unit to a certification, because if we do, the to maintain that classification of NSF 61
mm-hmm.
requires that everybody that handles those units would have to be, you have to have a netted cap, you have to wear gloves, white coats,
right.
Your whole facility has to be certified. I mean, it makes it impossible to work.
Right, and if the structured water cleans the toxins anyways, then what's the point of that?
Right, exactly. Right. So a question that you haven't asked me is, we have, and we have also a certified, let's say we have components that are added to the flow form.
Mm-hmm.
And they're internal to the flow form. They're part of the makeup of the HDPE. And they're actually minerals that what I found when I originally put my product out was that people had a, let's say they could still smell and taste the chlorine.
Uh-huh. Right.
And believe me, there's still places that happens because of the abundance of chlorine. Chlorine is the only, for cities, it's chlorine or chloramine, but chlorine is the only way to, from their perspective, to eliminate toxicity.
Yeah.
And chloramine is actually a combination of chlorine and ammonia, another poison.
Yeah.
And so I don't know why. I'm not in the chemical business to.
Right. Well, I think that was introduced by the Nazis, wasn't it? The use of chlorine and fluoride.
I don't know. Yeah, well, fluoride is, that's another one I don't understand why they put it in the water.
Right.
But all of these, regardless, they're toxins, they're actually poisons.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look up the effects of them.
Yeah.
But when the water is structured, they can no longer harm you. They're still in the water, but they can't harm you.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the best way for you to know that is to ask the question and listen to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you do this, the more that you practice your own applied kinesiology, whenever you get an answer, be grateful.
Yeah.
And I'll guarantee you it gets easier and easier and easier.
Mm.
You know, I can go into a store and I can pick up a pendulum and I can ask all the questions and watch it whirl around both directions.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I ask the question, do I need this pendulum? And it will say absolutely, unequivocally, no.
But it's great to help you learn, to feel like you've got a tool or some training wheels or something to help get started, right?
Here at Natural Action Technologies, the use of applied kinesiology is used all the time, but we verify it with a GDV, and that's a scientific piece of equipment.
Uh-huh.
Again,
and what
not
is that?
Legal in the it's not legal in the United States because mm-hmm. it's not certified. it's legal in, I believe, 98% of the countries of the world because mm-hmm. it's utilized to to diagnose disease. It's not legal here.
Right. So what did you say it's called? A GDV?
Yeah, GDV. GDV. You can look it up. Gas discharge visualization. It's made St. Petersburg, Russia.
Right.
The inventor is Dr. Konstantin Korolkov, physicist,
yeah.
University of St. Petersburg.
Isn't that what's used to take pictures of auras and stuff?
Yes, absolutely. It used to be. Yeah, right. Now it does. Now it takes a picture of your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, your etheric, your psychological, and there's one more in there that I miss all the time. But anyway, it has a computer programs that display all this information, the view is viewed through your fingertips. So it takes a picture of your fingertips. That's all your meridians are displayed on your fingertips as they are on your ear, as they are in your eye. You know, you're a hologram, right?
Yeah.
So this takes a picture of your fingertips. And the mathematics to create this technology, the programs, the computer programs were written by 300 mathematicians, University of St. Petersburg.
Wow.
and I'll tell you a little thing about it. Russia. Every athlete has to pass the GDV before they can perform in any sports event.
Wow.
And the question is do they have the mental acuity to win?
Huh. Wow, that's interesting. It's illegal here, but it's required there to make sure that the athletes are energetically ready to race.
Right, exactly.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's high tech. Wow. So, let's see. What about some of the typical everyday uses? So, like sunburns, from my understanding is if somebody gets a sunburn and then they take a shower with the shower filter, it will basically neutralize the sunburn.
It hydrates the skin.
Mm-hmm.
When the skin is hydrated, the pain goes away.
Yeah.
All pain in your body is dehydration. Just go with that. All pain.
Yeah.
A mosquito bite, gnat bite. You can take a spray bottle of structured water and spray that mosquito bite and gnat bite. It won't swell up and it won't itch.
Wow.
Because what does structured water do? It neutralizes all toxins. Mosquito bite is toxin.
Holy cow. Well, and poison. Same with arthritis or any other chronic issue in the body is its inflammation causes dehydration of the cells in that area, right?
Right, exactly.
Wow. So can you talk about experiences that people have had with having physical ailments disappear or whatever other words, the miraculous type
thing? And we have, you have to go on our website. You have to look at all the testimonials. I mean, I tell you, I do hear them, to do it really justice, you would have to ask me a specific question. But even then, it's like there's so much happening, and we've gone from mastering structured water to mastering structured air.
Yeah.
And now we've made another upgrade to mastering your voice.
Whoa.
So we have this technology called SAVE, It's structured, activated voice energetics.
Ah, so how does that work?
That
sounds like it was.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
Right. Scientifically, I can imagine that that's probably the explanation. But so it sounds like is it balancing the chakra, the throat chakra, or how does is there any way that you could explain it for the people that are open to maybe non-scientific type explanations?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, basically, you have your conscious mind and you have your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just put, you know, there is. And basically what this does is brings congruency between your conscious and your subconscious.
Wow. That's, I
so,
mean.
So, and or you could say that our SAVE technology is a direct access to your subconscious.
Wow.
And when you can clear the things in your subconscious, it clears the things in your real world. So subconscious basically is difficult to get at. You know, that's why they have psychiatrists, you know, that never really get at it, you know. But they move it around, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is a technology that activates, and right now we're keeping it close to the vest. I say it, and I'm telling you, which is not keeping it close to the vest, everybody tells me don't talk about it until we really. So what we're doing that right now with it is we are conducting classes, and we just had one the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and it went on through the 8th and the 9th, and basically, and I'll tell you, Tim Tulip, our researcher, he made up a question, basically asked the participants to list three things in their life they wanted to change.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 22 people along with all the staff and all the helpers everybody has come into a new place in their life.
Wow. So it sounds like there's so many potential applications. So by helping us basically do what meditation does and help us align our conscious and subconscious minds, structure our bodies, since our bodies are what, 70 something to 90 something percent water, bring those into balance, alignment.
Basically, everything that water does, this does quicker. And everything that structured air does, which is considerably faster than structured water.
Huh.
I mean, they all do the same thing. It's
right.
Just that structuring your voice or structuring or let's say, activating your, and you really don't even need to use your voice. The structuring, it originated using portables in your ear, and then talking to yourself.
Huh.
And now we have a script, you know. And again, all this stuff we're really working it out. We're working out the details.
Wow.
You know, and in a practitioner's hands. You know, practitioners that work on counseling people, on trying to aid people to get past, let's say, post-traumatic stress,
mm-hmm.
Which, is that ever cured? You know, it takes a long time. It takes a lot of money. It takes just a lot of time.
Yeah.
We already have had cases where it was turned around in a significantly short period of time.
Wow. Because it helps resolve the traumas on more of an energetic level.
Right. It resolves the issues at a deeper level. Right.
Yeah. That's awesome. So the as far as what we've got available, we've got the travel system or the dynamically enhanced portable unit. And so that particular one, you're saying, can be used for water, for structuring your water. You can carry it with you in the car. You can also use it for breathing to structure the air to help get your conscious and subconscious mind aligned. And then you, is that, were you saying that that's also, can you also use that in another way for the voice, or was there some other?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
no,
wow.
That's the same. We're making one unit, be ultimately a you know, to be used in many, many ways to bring bring structuring technology to all aspects of the human physiology.
Yeah.
So and so makes you know, like if people had with conditions they really want to change something, you know. I mean, last night I was on Clayton's Classroom and they had a guy who had polio and never really got over it, you know, still have the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And also diabetes, and I told him, I said, you know, you're a perfect guinea pig for him to get you straightened out, and
yeah.
Or at least on the road to health. You know, and every time we do anything for anyone, we learn.
Yeah,
we learn a quantum leap into what more is possible for everyone.
Wow. So what about, okay, we're getting probably a little long on time, but I have to ask, what about rain? How possible could it be to use this somehow to apply it so that the rain that's falling is structured water?
It is structured water.
Okay.
But the problem with it is it's coming down through an atmosphere that's severely contaminated with toxins.
Yeah.
And carbons.
Mm-hmm.
And acid. I mean, really, really severe. It, I mean, if you were to take a section of air and go straight up, you would probably find 3 tons of carbon. I don't know how big of area you'd have to be drawing it from.
Mm-hmm.
But just say the yard that your house is on, you know, if you went straight up into the atmosphere and collected all the materials straight up from your yard, you'd probably have 2 or 3 tons of carbon.
Wow.
And so when rain comes, where's it coming from? It's coming out of the atmosphere. It's coming from away 35,000, 40,000 feet. Or where's, you know, wherever rain is, you know, say 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
Between there and the earth is an enormous amount of stuff.
Yeah, and now, dropping through the stratospheric aerosol injections of all the aluminum oxide and strontium and barium. And
right, exactly. And think about that. You know, yes, and here you have all this other stuff being added.
Yeah.
I mean, continually. You look around. It's unbelievable, you know. I mean, the stuff, and you know, there was a time when that stuff in the air, it was aluminum, right?
Yeah.
But then recently, well, whatever, in that original time, it was aluminum, and there was other things in it. But
but
of late, there's an enormous amount of strontium.
Uh-huh.
So what is strontium? Think about it. What is strontium used for?
Weapons.
Strontium is the element that makes aluminum hard.
Oh, wow.
If you didn't have strontium, you couldn't make an aluminum bat. You couldn't make an airplane out of aluminum. It's the strontium that makes the aluminum hard enough to support anything.
Wow.
So if you have them now, all of a sudden you have a lot of strontium in the air.
Mm-hmm.
What does that lead you to believe? That they're grinding up old airplanes and actually distributing back in the atmosphere.
Or coal fly ash. But yeah, stuff that's not beneficial for us, for sure. All right. Well, so let's see. Anything else that would be really helpful to ask?
You know, I can think of 1,000 things, and you can't, you know, I mean, you're going to have me. you're going to have me back every day until you get all the answers.
Yeah, might have to. let's see. Yeah, and okay, so your ongoing research, so you've done water, air, you're working on voice. Any ideas of any other big ongoing projects?
Our biggest project right now is food. We're engaging in creating, technologies to aid in producing high-quality food, structured. And actually, we've done this. We've been working on this. You know, it's just that it takes manpower.
Yeah.
It takes people. It takes people with a passion,
yeah.
And that's not easy to find.
Right.
Even in the food industry, you know, I mean, finding people that show up the next day, I mean, you give them a paycheck and the majority of them are gone, you know, and then are they present? Can they be present?
Right.
You know, it's a difficult world to think that you're going to do something that's going to change the world, you know, out there. And get out there and do it. It's just not, you know, and then it takes manpower, it takes equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big one comes, money.
Yeah.
Actually, money is a lot easier than manpower.
Right.
But you can't pay a person to be honest. You can't pay a person to be present.
Yeah.
You can't pay a person to have passion. These are things that are imbued in the beginning and throughout life.
Yeah. Wow.
And so we're working with farmers. We're working with people that step up and say, "I want to help.
Yeah.
I want to do something. I want to make a difference in my community I want to make a difference in my life."
So could you talk a little bit about your mission? Because I think your mission is divine like mine, that we're here to make an impact on the world, to make the world a better place. Your mission statement sounds right along those lines, getting structured water to everybody on the planet so that we can all benefit.
Right. Right. Because when you, you know, again, just having a unit, you know, I mean, it makes a world of difference. There's a lot of people that sleep with them, you know, or they it's hard for them to let go of them, basically, because it becomes like a pet almost. But it is, you know, I mean, you can take a dynamically enhanced portable when you're not using it for structured water, and you can set it in your refrigerator, and it will structure everything in your refrigerator.
Oh wow!
It'll make the lettuce last longer, or your celery, or your apples, or your oranges, they don't get moldy.
Wow.
Or these.
That's amazing. So can you also somehow use that for the home HVAC, the home air system?
Yes.
To filter
the You can take a unit and you can put it in there is a company right now working on putting it in air conditioners, in the air conditioner system. But, you know, you can do that. We had initiated a program 2 years, actually produce a fan that you could when you weren't using your portable, you could set on it, you know, with the funnel side down, and the fan would start. And that simple device, it's a small amount of air because it's just pushing air up through the portable.
Yeah.
But that small amount of air entering into any room, again, hydrogen touching, hydrogen that has been made perfect, touching any other hydrogen makes that hydrogen perfect.
Right. So if we all put those around town, then the city would start to transform, huh?
Right, exactly. And or just use your portable.
Yeah.
Or and or just take a bottle of a spray bottle with structured water and start spraying everything. It changes it.
Wow.
You want to eliminate the ozone level in your take a spray bottle with structured water and spray every car on the streets. because when you spray your car, it changes the exhaust. The exhaust becomes healthy.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw a post where somebody talked about adding some structured water to their radiator, and it looked like they drastically improved their fuel economy in their car.
Well, what it does is it makes the car more efficient.
Right.
It makes the gas burn perfect. There's no toxins.
And that's
so you can smell your exhaust. You can stand in your exhaust all day, and it's sweet. It's healthy.
Wow. Amazing applications.
And you can add this water, and I say it this way. Pour a glass of structured water. Walk out your car. Set it down on the ground or down on something.
Mm-hmm.
Get behind the wheel. Start your car and pop your hood. Then go around and smell your exhaust. Your exhaust is poison. Difficult.
Yeah.
Irritating.
Yeah.
Then go back around, open your hood, and there's a little tank on the side of your radiator. It's called a bypass tank.
Mm-hmm.
You just unscrew the lid. It's plastic. And pour that water in it. Close the lid. Shut the hood. And go back and smell your exhaust.
Huh.
Now, that water in that tank isn't going anywhere. It's just sitting there. I mean, that tank is for when you run your car all day, you shut the engine off, it's for the water to boil over and go into that tank.
Yeah.
And as your water cools down, it sucks the water back up into the radiator.
Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, it's not going anywhere. It's just sitting there in that tank. Then you go smell your exhaust. Your exhaust has changed. So what I'm saying to you, you want to change your community.
Mm-hmm.
You want to eliminate the ozone. Let's say the ozone is from the exhaust of engines running, and it's poison, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all you could do is spray that car with just spray the hood or whatever on the side or whatever your mind tells you is an appropriate place to spray it.
Wow.
And it changes the vehicle.
So if we retrofitted all the car wash.
I haven't done that one yet. I haven't done the one of spraying the car.
Yeah.
But I tell people to use a glass of water because it's something that they can physically see, and they can physically smell the exhaust, and they can physically smell the difference when they put that water in.
Yeah.
Now, think about this one, and this is mind-boggling. You can take your portable, turn it upside down, and blow air on your engine block. It'll do the same thing.
Wow. That's awesome. So, well, with the spraying the cars, I thought of, why not retrofit all the car wash systems with structured water?
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing you get then is you get no spots. Because structuring puts calcium into solution and the water into basically the water on your car goes flat, so there's no bubbling up or no a crown on the water because the viscosity of the water is so low it can't dome up.
Yeah.
So the water runs off and it takes the calcium with it. Calcium is in solution. So when you wash your car with structured water, you'll have no calcium spots. You won't have to wipe it off.
Wow. It just seems like there's endless applications, endless benefits that the structured water provides. Wow. So I want to say to the listeners, if you go to earthiswakingup.com/Clayton, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N, and click on the special offer button, it'll take you to the page that shows some of these products. There's the travel system, the home introductory system, and the home deluxe system that has even more of those products. There's the portable, the shower head, and then even an under the sink device that, so you can start having this available in your home, or with the portable, you could take it with you. Like you said, put it in the fridge, use it for breathing. So many applications. It's not super easy to recap because it just seems endless. So is there a way to say sort of quickly, because we're getting long on time, how you do some of your testing? You said
we use a gas discharge visualization. Basically, you can take water and you can examine it for its for the biophoton energy, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Also the viscosity, but primarily biophoton energy. This is really a big one.
Yeah.
And so on our you can look at our website, information only website. So, you know, we have pictures of, if you look at city water, mm-hmm. water that's run in a pipe,
yeah.
Basically the water is dead, or microwave water or RO water or distilled water. All these waters are severely dead.
Right.
You know, they have no energy. So when you GDV that, basically, you get a black screen. but out of 10,000 frames, say 10,000 frames, you might get one little dot of light. And because people can't accept just a black screen, that could be representative of nothing. What we do is we pick that one frame with a little itty bitty dot. That's the energy. But that energy, we should really state, that's the only speck of energy in 10,000 frames of a video.
Wow.
Then you look at water that's structured. That same water, you structure it, and you'll see the expansion of the biophoton energy, which is huge. It's huge.
Yeah, that's.
And again, it's that biophoton energy that extends into your physiology, into your cellular structure, and resets your DNA and your RNA.
Wow.
And to correct an issue, it takes the more energy you have, the quicker. And I call it a quickening. It's a quickening to repair conditions. And I'll tell you, Tim is working with maybe right now, and he's actually on the road, but while he's on the road, he's working with people on the phone. He's working probably with 20 different people. He's got about, I know he's got 7 left from that he's working on with from our the class we had on the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Wow.
And every time that somebody comes to me with a problem, especially the guy with the polio and diabetes, the
yeah.
one thing I asked him is, does he know what his vitamin B level is?
Mm-hmm.
I know that diabetes is affected significantly by a B vitamin. And it's, I think it's B100. It's one of the, I think that's what it is. But I would have to check with Tim, because this is something that we came to a solution on our 6th, 7th, and 8th class, which was just not last week, the weekend before.
Wow.
And it was with a person with severe diabetes, and it came down to her B vitamins were low.
Wow. So did they have to take B vitamins to notice a benefit, or were they able to notice it because things balanced out?
Well, the B vitamin was a factor, and yes, Tim gave her B vitamins, but also looking at the psychological, or I want to say psychological, the aspect of why her and the contract, you know, she contracted diabetes, right? It's not something that's natural.
Yeah.
It's not part of your DNA, right?
Right.
So then the question comes is why she has it and not her husband or her children, or maybe her children do too. I mean, a lot of times disease is hereditary.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But how do you know that?
Well, that's what we're told.
so what SAVE technology is it's reaching into that perspective and erasing it.
Wow.
So it can erase the hereditary connection or the generation.
Because it resets the DNA and clears the traumas and the...
Well, that too, but I'm not sure that the... I mean, this is all further studies required. I'm stepping into a world here of, you know, we still have a whole lot more to investigate and to, the dialogue that Tim wrote, he wrote 13 pages of dialogue for a person to learn in order to bring about changes. But the realism is once you have a perspective of this, the language gets simpler and simpler. And I'll tell you, we had a person in that event that came in as a guinea pig in a sense, and Tim laid him on the table, introduced him, laid him on the table, you know, and went down and checked his leg length, and his right leg was a half an inch shorter than his left.
Uh-huh.
And then checked his ability to roll his toes in, you know, pigeon toed and then all the way out. But he only had maybe about a 10-15 degree variation in rolling his legs. He walked around. He snapped our new SAVE technology onto this guy's head, and went back, and his leg length had gone to even.
Wow.
And his dexterity, or his flexibility, went from all the way in to all the way out.
Wow. Wow.
Now, what is that? What created that change? He didn't say anything to him. After he got all this dexterity back, he asked him how he felt, and the guy said, "I feel mushy." He said to Tim, he said, "I haven't been able to go to put my feet pigeon toed since I was 18 years old, and I'm sure this guy is in his 40s.
Wow. That's, wow. Yeah, I'd kind of
not
sure.
But
what
I'll
to
tell
do.
You, all of these things, all these things that we're doing, you know, the water works.
Yeah.
The air works. You know, we're constantly in this search or research of what more is possible.
Yeah.
So as we ask that question and we take the steps to know and to explore, the universe is meeting us multifold. It's meeting us with money. It's meeting us with people. It's meeting us with opportunities to discover and to know and to bring forth a potential map for anyone to follow.
Yeah.
For anyone to be absolutely divinely healthy and perfect and free. The
yeah.
biggest thing that all of this represents is freedom.
Right. From the oppressive energies that keep our physical or mental or spiritual out of alignment, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. One of the users or one of the listeners said, let's do a spray-a-thon with cars.
You know, I say that, you know, it's something that just came to me. We have not looked at that to see if that actually works. The way you can know, though, is if it's your car or a neighbor's car, first off, smell their exhaust. And then spray the car and see if the exhaust changes.
Yeah.
I know it works with the water, and I know it works with blowing air on it, on the engine. But I don't know if it works by spraying the fenders. More than likely it would.
Wow. Yeah, I would imagine if it's restructuring, it's restructuring the car's aura. You could probably explain a lot that wouldn't sound like it makes sense to most people, but it's...
Right. You know, and I'll tell you, you know, we started with structuring the gas, you know, but working with gas is ugly.
Yeah.
You know, you get one drop on your hand or on your clothes, you know, it's like...
Stinky. Yeah.
It's that.
You know? Toxic.
So, you know, we went through the trial and error and the... I'm just giving you the outcome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just talking about the outcome. It's difficult for me sometimes to talk about water and even air when I know there's an easier way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So real quick, one of the listeners asked.
I got to reinforce this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Humans need water. You need to be hydrated.
Yeah.
So that is absolutely essential. You can't jump over that. You
right.
need the water, absolutely, and it is the most, it's the most important. You cannot get along without it. You need water, and the majority of humanity is severely dehydrated.
Yeah.
Severely.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think I want to wrap it up here in a couple of minutes, but somebody's asking about Quanta water, and I'm wondering if you've done much comparison with any other types of ionized or charged water like the Kangen water or any of those other sorts of water?
Well, all water, unless it's structured, is more than likely not, I don't know. You know, there's many ways to structure, and I shouldn't say that. We haven't really looked at all the bottled waters on the shelf in all the stores. And we know the ones that are fair, and we know the ones that are really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not exactly publishing that because you know I don't want to fight.
Right.
You know, we're just doing it, and we have gone through some some varieties of equipment, but we don't have the time.
Yeah.
We don't have the money. I mean, you want us to look at some project, somebody else's product, then you have to send us that product and send us some money in order to have the time, to have the manpower, the time, the equipment designated to do something with it.
Yeah.
We just don't have the time.
Yeah.
I tell you, I mean, what we are doing and our interest is so profound.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why would we want to take a giant leap backwards?
Mm-hmm.
There's no product out there that comes even close. And if you want to know what product is good for you, ask.
Yeah.
You have the power. Why ask me? I mean, I'm just me.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Thank you so much, Clayton, for taking the time for the research that you do. This is amazing. I want to just like order a whole bunch of these and just give them away around the city so that the city just raises the consciousness because everybody is healing and getting back in balance by having structured water and structured air. And it's just amazing.
Yeah. In research, we have a research lab much bigger than the one we have here at Natural Action Technologies.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're looking at developing, let's say, products and food and ways of bringing virtually all food into the category of healthy, and so that takes labs, that takes doctors, that takes physicists, that takes people with a passion. And the time and the, you know, and the presence to make a difference.
Yes.
And anybody that wants to jump in and join in with us, we have a 501c3, a nonprofit, which is Natural Action Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can access it by, it's Natural Action, it's NAFINC.org. So Natural Action Foundation Incorporated, that's the INC. So it's NAFINC.org. That's our 501c3. It's a beautiful website, and we do accept money.
Yeah.
And we will, and its whole purpose is to further the study of, let's say, of making, and we are, we're looking at paying it forward, getting more equipment and technology into places that can't afford it, and or halfway houses or places that are that people are struggling.
Right. Wow, that's amazing.
And it's an ongoing project, and it all takes time, but it does take money.
Yeah.
And our research labs, we have a really big research lab in Oregon, and my partners, I got partners there working this, but we're working with technology that is that we are creating our own. In some cases. And,
wow, that's where I'm at in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, absolutely. It's huge. It's alive and awake and alert. And,
wow. Maybe I'll ask you after the call here a little more about that.
we even have drones. So.
Wow.
But anyway, we're having a lot of fun. And I'll tell you the first thing. The other really big one is we do have an engineering firm. My partner, I have two partners in that, and it's Terra, TARASOLVES. It's Terra Solves. Terra is Technology and Resource Analysis. Solves.
Okay.
SOLVES.com. It's a engineering firm. And it's interesting. We're having a lot of fun. And our first mandate is to have fun. If we can't have fun, we're not going to engage.
Right.
And pr- primarily we're looking for partners that are philosophically equal to what our goal is. Our goal is to primarily awaken humanity, to awaken them, bring them into agreement that they too can live to 150 or 250 if they choose.
Wow.
And that's, you know, and have fun doing it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's what life's really meant to be, is to be joyful, or well, at least where we can get to the most empowered place and be the most creative, the most tuned in to our intuition, right, and so forth. So I love that you're including that as a kind of a prerequisite.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Why do something that's not fun?
Yeah.
You know, we have every day here in Natural Action is mind-boggling busy, but
yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah. Wow.
It's tough for people to go home here.
Right. That's the way work's meant to be.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, I think we're going to have to let people with questions call in to one of your weekly calls. Sorry, folks. we're hitting about 2 hours. This has been an amazingly informative call. I really super appreciate it. I think you're right. We could go on for hours or days or longer, especially if we start getting into some of the research and other possible directions to go with the technologies. And love it. I'm with you. I would love to just see technology like this in everybody's houses so that we can just all be recovering without all the extra hassle of not knowing how or what, and to just allow it to happen automatically. There's been so many healing modalities that I've learned about, and if we can just have technology like this that we don't have to even learn anything, that would be pretty powerful, because it would just take us to the next level where we could work on healing the things that we're meant to heal and work through, rather than having to deal with all these other things that we're not really here to have to deal with if we don't have to. So.
Yeah. Let me throw one more thing in. It's really important. That is that this all of our products have a 20-year warranty, and they're a 90-day money back guarantee. You cannot go wrong. We don't get things back because people find they don't work.
Yeah.
We do get things back because that we've been given the wrong address to ship them to. And I'll tell you an example of that. We had a box come back that had been out in the mail for a year and a half.
Wow.
Wrong address. The address was supposed to go to Taiwan, and it circled around the world for a year and a half.
Holy cow. Well, maybe if you pack, especially with the portable ones, if you put a tube for the air in and another tube for the air out. So
right, exactly.
Suctioning the air as it travels.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, thank you so much again, Clayton, and thanks to all the listeners that have tuned in. Amazing. I encourage everyone to check out this technology, get some on hand if you can, play with it, and notice the differences that you can notice, and share it, and talk to your friends. You know, I think this is technology that needs to get out there. The more we can all share this technology, the more we will help the world by getting the technology out there. So any more closing words on that?
No, you took my lines. That's what I would say. My lines are basically take this into your life, check it out, prove it to yourself, prove it to your family, your friends, your neighbors, and then let me know what you found out. I really want to know. Yeah. We need you guys to explore. We don't have the time, the manpower to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, and it's absolutely essential because, and when you come back on this call or any other call or just call me, you know, and I could give you my email address. You can email me. I mean, I'll answer your question or I'll try to. And I'm going to qualify that to say I'm 2 weeks behind right now on even looking at my emails. But I would give you my email address if you want, and I'll leave it up to you. You are the customer. I mean, are our biggest resource.
Yeah.
Because when you discover something and you come back and say it, it gives the next person an opportunity to take it to what you have discovered and beyond.
Yeah.
It's an awakening process, and we all are here to be awakened.
Yeah.
So let's get on with it. This is a perfect tool to do that. And believe me, once you become awakened, you no longer need the tool. Then you can pay it forward.
Yeah, yeah. Share it with a friend and
right.
Or donate it to a prison or a jail or
right, exactly.
Wow.
So think of the magic that you can bring by paying it forward. I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, you know, there are things out there. You know, there's a group of ladies traveling around the world, basically, that are healing, you know, like lakes and ponds and rivers, just by putting structured water in. You just take a gallon of structured water and drop it into a contaminated pond or pool, and it does exactly what I say. It neutralizes all the toxins.
Wow.
It makes everything healthy.
Wow. So how much would it take to heal the oceans?
Well, there you go. The ocean is huge. You know, actually, the inventor of the GDV, gas discharge visualization,
yeah.
Dr. Konstantin Kurokov has shown that you can put structured water, or you can put a prayer on one side of the ocean and you can measure it on the other side.
Wow.
Instantaneously.
Huh.
So there you go. You can do that. The problem that you run into, there are extenuating circumstances. There's sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Sunlight has ultraviolet. Ultraviolet eliminates a lot of things. It eliminates the energy, the healthy energy of water.
Huh.
So,
wow.
It also, in homes, where they use an ultraviolet to eliminate bacteria. Or viruses or molds or pathogens or whatever. But it has a side effect, so anyway.
Wow. So if we dropped water into the ocean, structured water around the ocean at nighttime, it would be most effective.
Right, exactly. Okay. Right. But on the other side, the sun is shining. So, but the thing about ultraviolet only penetrates water 4 inches. All it can do. So everything below, they structured, you know, and the ocean is definitely a further study is required.
Yeah.
I'd love to have the money to study the ocean.
We
could get a yacht. We could get a yacht and we could sail around and check the water.
Right. Or add structurizers to the desalination plants.
Right. You know, and the other thing is, I've always wanted to do a yacht because then we can survey with a GDV where the gold is in the ocean. And I have technology that can extract that. So anyway.
Wow.
So a yacht would be a lot of fun.
Well, let's get on that.
Who's
got a yacht to donate to the purpose here?
Yeah, right. There you go.
Get in touch with us. Well, I'd be on that. I'd be helping you with that research. That would be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, but it's been fun.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to to what more is possible.
Awesome. Yeah, what else is possible? And where can we go beyond that? Thanks so much, Clayton. Thanks again to the listeners. Check in with yourselves and see if this is a technology that could be handy for you in your home and to share with your friends. It's not something that's restricted to only your use. You can actually use it for you and your friends and share and see what differences you notice. I'd encourage everyone to share if you feel inclined to share the email, the website with your friends and family and whoever else. Again, the website here is earthiswakingup.com/Clayton, C-L-A-Y-T-O-N. If you go down and click on the special offer button, it'll take you to the page with some of the products there. I hope that we can all add to making a positive difference in the world by utilizing these products, this technology, and by structuring ourselves, aligning our conscious and subconscious minds with this technology and basically improving everything we can. So we'd love to hear if you've got positive testimonials, if you could send those to me, feel free at support@earthiswakingup.com. I would love to see some of those. And anyways, thanks again, folks. Take care and much love.